feelings. Welcome to Feel Feelings with Danny and George, the show that talks about feelings and the things that make you feel them.
How dare you say that about me?
I've never met a dumber book.
That's not true. I'm well read. People have said I'm a learned person.
I'm well read. People crack my spine and read me.
It's tough to laugh.
I know. It is fun seeing you in person because every move is a wince. I guess we should start there. We'll get to the rat problem in a minute.
Yeah, no, we have some news to report, but we are actually in person in my home.
Yeah, George is a homeowner with a studio that we're recording in person.
I beat the odds.
Yeah,
under 40 with owning a home. Thanks, Casey.
Yeah. Thanks, Casey. Yeah, we have Studio Pup.
We're like a real podcast. We have a couch. We're looking at each other. Oh, yeah. There's a dog.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I'm speaking specifically about the Steve-O podcast, where there's just a dog next to him all the time that he also found on vacation.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize this was a trend.
Yeah, no.
Look what you started.
I'm just trying to... Steve-O's just trying to live like me. You know, he's trying to own a home.
That's sobriety for you. So Newtown has a rat problem.
Okay, before let's explain. Dan got here at 1:30. I have been.
It is 3 o'clock.
We have just been moving around and wincing, trying to get audio right. And while we were doing that, Dan found an article.
Yeah, just browsing through old Facebook groups because I used to have a show in Newtown. And somebody posted something in there of like, I just heard that Newtown has a rat problem and they're blaming the chickens.
Now, is Newtown a chicken city? Is this a thing that there's a lot of chickens in Newtown?
It sounds like they're very new to it. They didn't used to have chickens, but you know, they talked to one woman who said, this is a big problem. I've heard of other people having the problem. Thank you for your deep insight. I can tell it's a big issue because at least one other person has had it. People keep tripping on my steps. Me and my dad. Oh, man. This is a problem for the universe.
Yeah. We got to stop steps.
Cut them out. Yeah. So this is the same person, I guess, speaking on a condition of anonymity, because you cannot have your name out there in the Newtown PA Now website. But she also pointed out that she thinks this problem came, this is a quote now, from her former neighbor's backyard chickens. This is 100% a woman who looked and went, there are two problems in the world, and there's no way they are not one problem.
Oh, my God. That is lovely.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be living in a state where these are the problems that, you know, we have rampant gun violence and wealth inequality, and Newtown's got a rat problem.
I guess it depends on which way you look at it, because maybe they don't have a rat problem, they have a chicken problem.
That is true.
Solve a chicken problem, solve your rat problem.
Are you pro rat or pro chicken?
I am pro
justice.
Yeah. I am pro truth, justice, and the American way.
So we'll keep you posted about the rat problem in Newtown.
But I will have you know that many members of council were interviewed for this article.
I love when ridiculous gets to the highest court in the land.
That was not even close to a match.
You wanted to go back and check? We just did a good clean edit and Danny ruined it.
There's no way. I'm keeping all of it. Yeah, I'll play the game in the edit. We'll see how you did. But council member Julia Waldorf warned that delaying a chicken ordinance...
I hit the recording button with my elbow. It's not my fault.
But delaying an ordinance on the chickens could lead to more backyard chickens. I'm like, okay, yes, seems true. And if you don't control the influx of chickens, you will get more chickens. Thank you, Miss Waldorf.
The fact that it's Ms. Waldorf, it sounds like a Clue character.
But yes, also council member Chris Bowman, there's a serious rat problem being exacerbated by chickens. And if you want to know what you can do about it, you know, lots of very good, like, you know, cover your trash and, you know, no wet stuff outside or whatever. But my favorite, cease bird feeding activity if rodent activity is observed.
These are fair. These
the
are
second
fair.
You see a rat, do not feed that bird anymore.
It's all connected.
I understand they are both fun things to do, but you cannot do them both at the same time.
Oh, this
you
is...
will want to.
Is
do
this what,
not do it.
Is this what podcasting is?
I think so. What have we been doing for 4 years?
I don't know.
So it is just the two of us again.
Yeah. We've been busy.
we threw it back to our old school ways a couple weeks ago. And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. I enjoy just talking to you. Screw all these other people. But yeah, so we're gonna jump. We're gonna spin the wheel, and we'll find out what we're doing. And then the first half will be yours, second half will be mine, and then we'll find out what everybody said online. And fuck a lightning round.
Yeah, no lightning round. We know how we feel about things.
I think we've both done it enough times.
I don't like. I'm disgusted by raw chicken, and you don't like Injustice or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. I'm surprised by how much glee I got out of like Rogue Chicken.
In fairness,
rats are here to save the day from chicken infestation.
I'm pro rat here. All right,
just
roll
to eat. But yeah, let's spin the wheel, and we'll see what we're doing. And we got turbulent.
And by no means did we plan that out ahead of time.
An incredibly fitting emotion for the lives we've led since we last recorded.
Dear God.
So I think it made the last episode. You are still in tremendous back pain.
Not as bad.
Okay.
I can sit upright, which is huge.
Because I'm getting a sense of it now then, because you're still wincing with most movements.
Yeah. Yeah, did I tell you what they put on the, I forget what happened on the last episode, but did
I don't remember where we left it off in the recording.
In
so
the recording.
Feel free to recap.
So I bent over to put the leash on the dog and my back exploded. This was right after I'd gotten back from a terrible trip in Las Vegas. It wasn't terrible. It was just like
all the neon in that graveyard. So sad.
Yeah, so sad. Leave it up. Let it live. So I destroyed my back being 31. Like that's the
what
only
do I have
reason
to look forward to. I'm 37.
I know you're gonna die. You're so close to death.
My back's been holding on. I can't lift my arm over my head, but my back's been holding on.
But in doing so, I looked over the paperwork that they gave me of like my chart for it. They listed it as an unremarkable muscle strain. I am in the most pain I've ever been in my life, and I'm so glad you're here to see it. Casey has been mad at me.
Oh,
about how little I can actually do.
I've been mad at you too. I've been here for an hour and a half.
And we're having fun.
That's true.
But that's what they put on the chart. So now when I go back or like I try to talk to a doctor, they're like, there's nothing we can do. Just get over it, essentially, because of the terminology that they used of unremarkable.
Oh, man. That is the, like, we were just talking about that at work where like, some injuries are like fixable and like you get a time frame. Actually, we talked about it on the Amanda episode too. I guess this stuff has been coming up.
Yeah. Turbulent like, lives.
Yeah. It's just other people are dealing with like, you know, sickness and stuff and like kind of that nagging kind of after pneumonia was the one that we were talking about. It's like, it's that type of stuff that's just there until it's gone. Mm-hmm. They're like, doctors are like, yeah, there is medicine, but it would be silly to give it to you. And it's like, no.
Give me the juice.
Do it. Pump me up. Let's go.
Please. I am all pain. There is nothing left. There is only pain.
Yeah, you're saying there's a path to a quicker end here? I don't need to chop down all the trees to get through this.
I am constantly reminded of. It is my favorite, one of my favorite moments in pop culture, movie history. It doesn't matter. I think you know what might be coming. It's the Jamaican woman from Meet Joe Black, where he just starts talking in a Jamaican patois to this woman.
I do love that it's Jamaican too, because it's like more or less an accent, not a language.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, he could have spoken however she would have got it.
Yeah.
I think she would have understood.
And if he's deaf, do a British accent.
Yeah.
And everyone's just going to think you're weird, because for those people on that island, the British are not loved.
Yeah. Not the favorites.
Not the favorites. Just do that. But fucking, he goes full Irie on her.
And you know what? He nails it.
He nails it. It's my favorite. Every once in a while.
Judgment aside, great job.
It pulls up. But genuinely, it's just, I am on a little old woman in a wheelchair in the waiting room of the hospital asking death to take me.
I want
me.
Some handsome man to talk to me.
And just be like, this pain cut deep, man. Ow. It's been real turbulent. I moved.
Yeah, you are.
I had to rely on a lot of other people, which is not something that I love doing.
Which I love being your neighbor and not having to be relied on was great.
No,
the whole time I was like, I'm available.
No.
I'm not going to say.
You know what? We had Casey's family come unload the trucks with our movers. By the way, if you're in the Philly area and need movers, our movers were great.
Oh, really?
They were just like some Jersey Shore like punks that showed up with Miller Lights
that's
at 11:30 in the morning and were like, we're here to unload your truck. And they were nice and they were great. Like, as soon as I walked out and saw a Miller Light and a beer koozie for the company, it was it was that thing. Roadrunner Moving, they're great. I don't give them the plug, they are great movers.
And if they weren't supposed to drink, they weren't drinking.
It's like the monster cans at Warped Tour that say tour water, but it's just water, but it looks like a that's all they were. They were hydrating.
I remember hanging out, and one of the fun things I got to do, because I've met cool people, I got to hang out in like the backstage, kind of just general walking around away from the people area, and my friend just kept giving me Monster, and I was like, I don't want this. He's like, it's water. I was like, oh, thank you then.
We went to a show last night because I forced myself to go out.
An adult who likes fun things.
I'm an adult who likes fun things, and this is why we moved to Philadelphia. I'm going to walk and do this. And then like I'd get to like where I was meeting Casey, was like, we should Uber there. I went to a show, and sometimes in certain venues there's no one checking.
No.
I walked to where they were keeping all of the band's gear and like took a phone call, and and there were other band members, people back there like, hey, what's up, man? Like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's how I felt walking. I went to Alkaline Trio on Wednesday.
A lot of people went to that show.
Of people went to that show.
And I heard great things. Nothing but good reviews.
Yeah, I had a really good time. I lost a hat.
Oh, giraffe hat.
I lost my giraffe hat, which was, I guess for the best, because I immediately went back to the zoo and replaced it.
I don't know if you love that hat or you love the zoo.
I love giraffes. And anything that allows me to advertise that love, I'm going to take advantage of it. And also, it's very much a toddler's hat, because I walked into the gift shop, which I wasn't supposed to be doing because I was at work, which I didn't do any of this. None of this happened.
None of this happened.
But I walked in and I didn't see the hat that I was looking for. They had that like way deep, because I guess it's like the sought after item. Mm. Everybody wants this giraffe
hat. It's a good hat.
Put it at the back of the store so you have to see everything.
Zoo?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not traveling cross borders?
No Cape May, Elmwood, none of that.
You didn't go to the Camden Aquarium?
Yeah, none of this kitty bullshit zoo. I went to the real one. But I walked in, so I was trying on the other hat. So I was like, well, if that giraffe hat fits and it's a kid's hat, maybe all these other ones will. They had like this cool red like tiger one. I was like, maybe I'll just go for a tiger hat. And then this guy comes up and goes, oh, you're shopping for toddler's hats? And I had to be like,
yes.
Yeah, I am, for somebody else.
Yep, not for me.
And then as soon as he walked away, I like ran away from the hats. But that's that's when I found the other ones. So.
I've done that though too, where like, in the opposite version of it, where like I've gone to get like a black coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, but then I just really wanted a pink frosted sprinkle donut and just lied and said, yeah, my daughter's in the car.
The only way she lets me get coffee is if I get her this.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a little treat for the kid. And they're like, that's a good dad award. I'm like, right?
Look at that. You're going to walk in with like a toddler one day and they'll be like, they're still 3 years old? What are you... What have you been doing?
Benjamin Button syndrome.
Oh, what a short life.
Yeah, she's terminal. I just realized...
Benjamin Button, but it's a five-year-old. You're born five and you're going backwards. This is a real tragedy. So sorry.
I just, you know, this is a stupid thought. George's stupid brain thoughts, everybody. I've never realized that there's like lions in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah.
Like within the city proper, there's a tiger.
When I was teaching, we went on the field trip to the zoo, and this one little guy, he was like a taller kid for kindergarten, which is like, you know, 3 feet, like whatever, but like super scrawny. And we go to Big Cat Falls, which every time I go...
There's a place in Philadelphia called Big Cat Falls, full of man-eating beasts.
I don't know where the falls are. Every time I go, I take a picture of Big Cat Falls, and I say, Big Cat Falls, and Big Cat gets up again. It is so fun. I love it. It's such a bad joke, but I make it a couple times a year. But yeah, the lion was stalking the kid.
Oh,
and like
God.
The kid didn't notice at first, but then when he did, it was like the most scared I've ever seen a child. And I was like, no, he can't get you. He can't get you. And the women do the hunting. You're fine. You are totally fine.
I've been on this like TikTok. I think it's because they know I'm injured and I can't do much. So I'm highly emotional and heavily medicated.
Oh.
Or I was, at least. I've realized I'm crying a lot less now that I am off this medication.
You know, when my shoulder was at its worst, I was like, oh, why am I so emotional? It's like, oh no, I'm just in pain.
Yeah, yeah. It's just your fucking wall is down.
Yeah, so much of the reflexes of that are just put to a place right now that nothing can maintain.
So I get sent served a lot of HopeCore videos. Have you ever seen HopeCore video compilations?
I can guess what you mean, but
soldiers
I don't,
coming home from war, but like they're in a mascot costume and they pop the head off and the kid in the class is like, oh my God, mom, and they run and you just fucking sob. Lot of things like Shaun White winning gold at the like US Olympics or whatever. It's just like that.
Proud of him.
Part of him. It's good for him. But one of them is like, it's a whole series of people doing magic tricks for monkeys at the zoo.
Okay, feel free to send me those.
It's great. It's they put a ball in a cup, and then they tip the cup, and then they just move it back, and they let the ball fall out. It's not a good magic trick, but it's a monkey. And then you pick the thing up, and the monkey loses its mind. It goes, it like holds its head and rolls backwards in joy.
That is amazing.
Yeah, monkeys and magic tricks is great. This is why we need to support zoos. I don't like keeping animals.
I have tremendous issues with zoos, but also it's the only way I get to see these animals. I'm not going over there. And if I go over there, they're basically in big zoos over there anyway.
Humans invented capitalism, so we get to keep the animals in zoos.
We steal artifacts from other people and put them in our museums. That's fine.
If you wanted to do that, a primate animal, then you should have taken the magic mushroom during your development as you were supposed to.
You had the chance.
You had the chance and you said, nope, berries. And you're like, but this mushroom... Yeah. I'm thinking and feeling things, and in a million years, I'm going to keep you in a room.
Yeah, it is my right as a capitalist.
Oh, I just watched some sort of like video thing where it was just funny comments underneath things. I forget what it was. Oh, it was Austin Powers. And he goes, I hope.
Oh, that, right.
Yeah, Austin, no, it was Austin Powers like clip video, and he was like, it's a shame that he says that he's a socialist because I love Austin Powers, but I'm a capitalist. Like, that's the whole comment.
Is he a socialist?
Yeah, I think he talks about socialism in one of the movies. I think he's just like, you know, socialism's groovy, baby. So turbulent. It's been turbulent. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of HomeCore videos because I can't move.
Yeah. You're moving. You did all that stuff.
I moved to Philadelphia. We can't talk about it a lot, but I will be leaving the job that I am at. So I am losing my job.
If anybody has any ideas.
Yeah. I reached out to Eddie Finn and he was like, I just survived layoffs. I'll keep you in mind. I was in IKEA today just hoping I'd see someone that I knew from back in the day be like, are you hiring?
oh, do you guys want to take me back?
Yeah, I was fun. I've always been a morale hire.
Morale's actually been super low since you left, George. We need you at IKEA.
And that's why I'm here. I'll take 70K a year.
How much is your smile worth?
Yeah, about 70K a year. I know my worth, all right? I'm a capitalist. My life has been super turbulent lately. It's just been one thing after another, after another, after another. And just I feel like in turbulent times, for me at least, my response to that is to shut down and then feel guilty that I have shut down.
Yeah.
It is.
The tank is empty, but you do have enough left just to feel bad about it.
Yeah. So the futon you're sitting on when they moved everything into here.
Celebrity.
This is good. It's good. It's a Bedingue mattress and frame, but a Niham cover because they discontinued the Bedingue. I know my IKEA furniture.
You hear that, Bedingue?
But honestly, good name for a dog. Bedingue?
Hey, Bedingue.
Bedingue. This futon, the only place it would fit, Dan can attest to this, was in the bathroom initially because a bunch of shit got put into this room.
The bathroom is...
I have a huge bathroom, guys. Come over anytime.
I'm pretty sure your bathroom is bigger than my office.
it's a back bedroom that they took all of the bedroom and was like, no, huge bathroom. Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
You can tell because the hardwood goes seamlessly through the bathroom.
Yeah, I figured they'd do like tile or something. This was a flip.
And, yeah, they did not differentiate.
And you were like, we can afford this flip. Yeah. It was in there and I was just defeated because Casey led me upstairs. They had set up the bed and they were like, you lay there. And then I hear her family downstairs like
loudly judging you.
Not judging. By no means were any of them like, wow, George is just upstairs doing
nothing.
What a
freaking coward.
What a little prince.
That's how they all sound. What a freaking coward.
Well, you need thick Brooklyn accents.
Yeah, but I can't do accents, so they sound like demons.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Demons.
Oh, right. Brooklyn. Actually, that was pretty close. Yeah. I was nailing it.
They're beautiful people, and I love them very much. But I was like, I can't do this. So I got up from the bed and shuffled to the bathroom and then tried to pull this whole frame. This is a flimsy frame. It moves around when put up on the side. And then Casey just caught me with it halfway through the door, stuck and like snapping into it. It was like becoming a sofa in between the door.
No.
And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I just need to help. And she's like, no one thinks any less of you that you can't help. I was like, but I am
a person.
And that's when I was moved downstairs to the couch because they got the legs on the couch.
Because they could keep an eye on you?
No, it wasn't to keep an eye. It was just that now I could, like, someone could lift up a box and I could go like, that goes over there. That goes over there. Who wants pizza?
Mom, go get him. George is helping again.
I'm just butter. We have a speaker that they were using to like listen to music because we don't have Wi-Fi. We're recording this like direct into, we usually would record through Zoom, but we're recording like direct into a computer, and then I'm gonna have to go to the cafe next door to mail this to Dan.
Normally it's me with extra steps, so I'm happy with it.
My steps are literal. So like, we're doing what we can, but the only thing that they had to listen to music was this big speaker that has Bluetooth.
You know, we got a big speaker. It was a Five Below karaoke machine.
Nice.
It like really bumps. Kicks in. Like,
I'm gonna show you mine downstairs. It's insane. But it's also 66 pounds, so now it's just upstairs.
Oh, ours is like, you can pick it up with like, you know, like a pinch grip. Like, it's super light.
Great.
It works super well. We used it for the Eagles tailgate that we went to, and like,
fun.
We started like gathering people from afar. It was like, oh, I guess this is working.
Just come on.
Yeah.
Five Below. The Five Below sponsored Eagles tailgate.
That's why they lost.
Probably. Yeah, sorry guys. Maybe next time. We have to get a whole new team. Yeah. Two of our best players retired in a
week.
They
just keep leaving me.
I think it's since I moved here. Is this my fault? Am I doing this?
Two in, two out. I'm blaming Casey for Fletcher Cox.
Yep. That's on you, babe. She's ignoring us. But
pretty good.
So we have this giant speaker just in the corner now, and until I can lift more than 60 pounds, I can't put it downstairs where it blocks.
That's That's awesome. It's just going to be a fixture now.
It's I have to move it before Tuesday before the Wi-Fi man gets in because it's in his way.
I don't know.
Ugh, so it's super turbulent. Why don't we take a quick break and then you can talk about what's going on in your life, turbulence. You're planning a fucking wedding. You have a tasting soon.
Yes.
It's wild.
We finally have the first one coming up. We'll talk about that when we come back.
It was supposed to be the 8th.
Yeah, the one that just passed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the 8th. And then because of my back, I was like, the things I need to do are physically demanding and I can't do them. And I don't want to leave on a bad note because it's such a weird industry that like if all it takes is one person to go, oh, yeah, George. Yeah, he hurt his back and then he couldn't help us anymore. And then I could never work at any company that may be remotely related to our company.
Yeah, because I'm sure anybody, because you'd have to put them as references.
Yeah, like, and I think I've done very well there to deserve a reference.
Yeah.
Because of this, though, I also think that they led me on, so I deserve unemployment because I could not apply to things when I was waiting to hear back on if I was allowed to stay or not. Anyway. Three, two, one, go. Dan.
Oh, hello.
Subtle.
We're back.
Subtle and nice. Talk to me.
All right.
I know I tend to complain a lot. I'd love to hear you complain.
So, I'll start on the injury front also, which is I've had a fairly persistent shoulder issue for months. But like I've just been ignoring it.
And it'll get better.
It was getting better, which like I feel like it's probably like a little tear or something, like not the worst but manageable. Like I can have most range of motion, but I really can't go over my head.
Yeah, and like you're not playing pickup basketball.
Yeah, and like no loss of strength or anything
unless
like
you're
that.
Just
so
dribbling
like,
and then like underhand passing.
I'm a really good low dribbler. You should watch me impress second graders with how quickly I can dribble like an inch on the ground. Like that's it. I can't go left and right, but I can be like bada 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 bada. They're like, whoa, how do you do that?
Years of practice.
I'm like, wait, see the thing I'm doing? That's it.
I was There's drafted no other... by the Washington Generals briefly.
Yeah. No, it was the can't remember it. There's a knockoff Globetrotters team that comes through and like tours all the elementary schools every year.
Hey, Globetrotters, did you take the 76ers?
The Wizards. It's the Wizards.
The Wizards?
Harlem
the
Wizards.
I thought that there is a Wizards, though. Is there not an NBA team called the Wizards?
There is.
There's two?
I used to have a joke about the Wizards, but I'll never tell it again.
No?
I'll tell it right now. No. It was back when Washington football was going through all the name changes, and I was like, this isn't the first time they've had to do that, because the Wizards used to be the Bullets, but then they changed it to a more family-friendly thing, just the sound a bullet makes as it goes past you. Wizard!
That's fun. That's a cute joke.
Yeah, people didn't like
it. Did you look at the lines to see if the computer laughed at
your
joke?
I was like, wizard! Because like when I talk in a higher pitch, all of a sudden I can see my track.
Stop looking
computer.
At the audio.
Woo!
This is when Seamus Millar would come in and be like, oh, it's like the beginning of Treehouse of Horrors where Homer can see his voice.
Yeah.
Dad, you're ruining the mood.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
Wizards.
So I've had this injury, and I kind of just deal with it. I'm not good at getting help when I need it, so I just kind of deal with it. But I went to Alkaline Trio on Wednesday, which was great. Ran into so many people.
Yeah, they're like...
A good chunk of friends of the show. Dan Clark.
Dan Clark. I think Jack was there.
Jack was there.
Yep.
I ran into Dan Clark because he was coming out to look for Jack.
Oh, cause I guess he grabbed the extra ticket that was...
No, Jack... I think Dan was already going. I don't think Jack actually got rid of his extra ticket.
Yeah. I would have gone if I could have moved.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell you it was not an important thing to be able to move because I was somehow all the way up.
You're all old men in your 30s. You're hanging out in the back. What are you doing in the front?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know how I got there. I had been drinking.
I'm sure even the band was like, you're too old for this,
no,
man.
I'm sure even the band was like, fine, money. Whatever. Just keep paying.
Man, I think, you know what? No, I don't. only the bass player needs money.
Probably true.
Adam Willard is making plenty of money and has made plenty of money.
I want to go through.
Matt Skiba has made plenty of money.
Yeah. I want to go through the Adam Willard like discography, because like I know all the bands he's played for, but like how many did he get recorded playing for? Yeah. So like how much?
Then how many of it is like studio time?
Yeah, how much like residual does he actually get from like whatever he's actually on?
On the Terrible Things Instagram, yeah, or Facebook. For some reason, whoever controls that made a photo of the three of them outside the Goshen Mall. Oh. What do you call it? Like the banner photo on their page.
Okay.
10 years later, I think it's 11 years after that photo was taken, Fred, I guess, logged in and hit it under the banner thing. So now that whole comment section is like, oh man, they're coming back, new tour. And everyone, and Josh Eppard, their old drummer, got into the chat and went like someone wrote like, I still listen to this every day. And they just wrote, I love my 4-cent check from this album every month.
Thank you for your contributions to my retirement.
But they're all just like, they were happy to do it, but they were like, yeah, we hit a wrong button. Sorry, guys. Like it's just dads being dudes.
We are way too old for this. Used to be too old to do music at this point, but now you're just too old for the internet involved around music.
You can't do anything. So you're up front at Alkaline.
So yeah, I don't know what was the direct cause, but I ended up like really hurting my shoulder. So all day Thursday, like nursing a hangover at school and all this just kind of talking about turbulent, like school on a day where you want to do nothing is the worst possible.
Also, I imagine a hangover at school, while rare, not fun.
Probably not as rare
as I'm
you
being led to
think.
Yeah, hope.
Yeah, a lot of teachers enjoy their happy hours. I'll say that much.
Good. They need it.
Actually, you know what? You ended up not getting hangovers from that. As long as you can get out when happy hour is over and you don't stay after, then you're good.
And you have a hearty meal of mostly bread.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty happy with going back to the before, because this is the last part where everything felt nice.
Yeah.
We were, I don't remember what the place is called now, but it's the place attached to Punchline that used to be Goose Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's something else now.
It's like Back Bar or something. Yeah.
But we were there, and it just happened to be trivia. And I was like, all right, well, we're doing that. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do as much as we can until it's time to go. And we ended up doing the whole thing, because the guy... And a thing I loved, he just did all the questions. It was four rounds, and he was just like, that's round one, and we're done. Okay, now I'm round two. Here we go. Now it's round two. And I was like, this rules. I love this. So we got through all the questions, and mostly by myself. And if I had listened to anybody else, we would have won. But mostly by myself, I lost by 2 points. I was like, damn it. But then we went into the show, and... No, it's all Jeff Jackson and Tony Cheslock and Nick Bruce. And
I forgot, Jeff has like an Alkaline tattoo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and my sister bonded over theirs.
Nice.
But yeah.
You know who else has an Alkaline Trio tattoo?
I don't.
Friend of the show, Luke Robersch.
Really?
It's on his arm, and I was like, oh man, you should like add to that. He was like, no, I live in regret with this, like this and my Bright Eyes tattoo. I shouldn't have gotten this. I was too young.
What's a Bright Eyes tattoo?
It just says,
Bright Eyes.
Because
yeah, like the only
it's
logo
in the
that,
font, like that typewriter that little, like, font.
Oh, that one. Okay. Because the only one that comes to mind for me is like that lowercase cursive.
No.
That they
this
have.
One's like the like Casadega.
Oh,
Bright
sure.
Eyes.
I love that album.
But it also got infected, so like the S is really
no.
faded. So it just says Bright Eye.
Bright Eye.
But yeah, it's
somewhere
it's Alkaline Trio tattoo culture. It's like there are certain punk bands that,
well, it's iconography.
Yeah,
it's good imagery.
Yep, the heart skull
before they went full like everything needs to be total gothic garbage. It's, you know,
yeah, they're nice. Very close to fucking Crushed Velvet Curtains and Black Eyeliner again.
Oh, very much. But yeah, so that was that whole show, and you know, more drunk than I wanted to be, injured up in front in a pit with a bunch of people who are
Meg's not here to wrangle you?
My whole family was there. Yeah. The only people who didn't make it were like, Meg and my mom.
He's almost 40. He's pushing. He needs this. This is his last time out.
It was a weird thing where, like, it started out because my sister, Lena, she was going to be home for something, or she might have come home for this. But, like, it was me, my brother, and my sister were talking. We have a separate group chat from the rest of the family, so we can be like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, no, I love one removed group chats.
Oh, yeah.
I know Damon and the rest of my college roommates have one without me because they love to talk about cars, and I could give less a shit about cars.
Oh, man.
And then as soon as I chime in, it gets very quiet in that chat, and I know they've just switched over to the other chat.
That's really funny. But yeah, we have a family Discord of all things. And it's like, you know, here's where we store our passwords so everyone can go there without having to, like, dig through everything else to find it. And here's, like, the event, like, coordination
Stop
one.
Stop moving
like,
your hand and pet my dog. He's very concerned about it.
I don't know how to talk without my hand, especially when I'm listing things. But, like, the, like,
mental loose leaf.
Yeah. The, like, the calendar one of, like, so you don't have to, like, go through the main feed to find events and, like, plans and stuff that are coming up. And then we have one that is Sibling Sanctuary. And it is just the three of us. No one else is allowed. And like all significant others are in the group. And they're not allowed. So it's just for the three of us. And it started out, it was going to just be the three of us. And then we asked my dad if he wanted to go because he's a fan. And then that turned into my brother's wife was going. My sister's boyfriend was going. Meg was like, no, thank you.
That's too many guesses. I'm just going to stay home with the dog.
Then our one friend, Pete, was going. Pete rules. And just like shouting out Pete.
Way to go, Pete.
But like,
come on the show.
It turned into like an 8-person group rolling deep into Alkaline Trio.
Should have fucking rented a bus.
I'm like, what the fuck? It was a lot of fun. Also,
Gets gang.
Like, being like, you know, 2 people off the barrier and then turning around and seeing my dad. It's like, all right. I guess I'm not going to commit fully here. But yeah, I left that with like a new shoulder injury. That like, it took me a while to figure out even that it was a different spot that hurt because like the other one had been getting better, so like I kind of forgot like where it was. It was more in that like stiff than hurt kind of thing, and then I couldn't move my arm and I was like, oh man, my fucking shoulder again. Then I was like, wait a minute, that's not where that injury was. So I had a secondary shoulder injury on top of it, and then I had to like go to work and chase children.
It's weird how they like move around. I don't know if this is a thing. If a doctor can reach out to us, like my original injury was in the middle of my lower back. It is now shifted over to the right side, like over here.
I assumed with mine that it was something I did where, like, I was compensating.
Yeah.
That to avoid the injury that existed, I used a different set of muscles in a way they're not used to and irritated something. But that feels like I want, like, science to just be art. Like, I don't know. I can't figure it out. This must be how it works. Yep. I don't know.
I'm smart.
Like, I know that's how it works with, like, a limp. But, like, yeah. I don't know with...
And that's probably why that other portion of my back is hurting, is because it, like, I
can't.
Oh,
yeah. You're, like, a little crooked and you don't realize
I'm very crooked. I accept money from
politically,
anybody.
Yeah.
Don't step on my punchline. How dare you fucking step on my
It's my punchline now.
You're in my house. I own this house.
That's
with
true.
My wife. I own about 35%. I mean, it sounds fun, but yeah, I can imagine the turbulent day after, but also there's a lot of minefields within just taking your whole family to a punk rock show.
Yeah.
That is.
And like, it was Warriors who were amazing.
Warriors are great.
I only saw the last 2 songs, unfortunately, but they were great. Mm. And then Drug Church, which was, you know, apparently when you put your earplugs in and it dampens it a little bit, was great. That was the review from pretty much my whole family.
I love wearing earplugs to concerts.
Oh, honestly, it was so fun to be
I
like.
I wore them last night. It was a small show. I'm gonna
wear them everywhere. Like, I hate the feeling that like ears pop feeling you get when you're wearing them. But like, it was great to be like, oh, I don't like this song. Boop.
Not today.
I'll take it back out when they play Armageddon. Let's let's get there.
You're gonna let the light in to your ears.
Exactly. Well done. Proud of that.
You know, because light comes in through the ears.
Yes.
The past couple weeks, I feel like it's, you know, Moons and Gatorade or whatever. Yeah. It's got to be everybody else. Like,
what's your zodiac sign?
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn? Scorpio is a water sign. Is Capricorn a water sign?
It's a goat. Probably not.
It's a goat. KZ? Did she leave? She's making something.
No, she said what?
Oh, come upstairs when you can. Thanks. Yeah, it's just, we're going to find out from my psychic wife if they're water signs or if there's something in Gatorade. But why don't we get to what the people said?
Yeah, so there's that. And then I also had a field trip this week.
Okay.
To the zoo.
Yes. Which, a lot of zoo talk today.
I don't remember what we talked about before and what we talked about on the show, but I have a giraffe hat that I love. Was that on the show?
Yeah, I think it's on the show.
Did I talk about getting a new one already?
I think.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, wife. We only have one microphone.
Oh, cool.
Talk. Hi, psychic wife. Dan lost his hat.
Oh.
Yeah, but then he went to the zoo and bought another one.
Sorry.
It's for toddlers, but it's a good hat. It looks like a giraffe.
I ridiculed for shopping in the toddler hat section, but it was the only one that fits.
Listen, from one small-headed person to another,
He has a huge head.
How did it fit?
That kid's got a giant head.
It's 100% a miracle.
Well, I have a really tiny head, so I could purposely shop in the toddler section for
Do you want a giraffe hat? Did you know there's a zoo in Philadelphia?
Yes.
I had no idea.
It's in West Philly.
Pretty, I don't go there.
It might be the first zoo.
We've driven past it before.
We've definitely driven past it. We've never been into it. Stop giving the dog the microphone.
I'm not. I just was trying not to cough into it.
Oh, you moved the handle over and the dog was like, it's time. It's my time.
Edit this later to see if I made the cut.
Yeah, you might not be able to be
heard. Is it not registering?
It's really omnidirectional.
It's
so
coming through, I can see it, but it's like very directional.
Ah.
Yeah. So, Casey.
Yes?
Capricorn and Scorpio, are they both water signs?
Scorpio, I know, is a water sign. Capricorn? I don't know.
No one knows.
I don't know.
Psychic wife, need you.
Okay, like, psychic and astrology are two completely different things,
That's not true. They're both made up.
Fuck you.
They have one thing in common.
They have one thing in common, and that is they are not real.
Okay, what element is Capricorn? Earth.
Earth, goat.
Yeah, it's a goat.
Okay, so we're just having bad times because of us being bad people. It's a karmic response. It's not the stars.
I did have that weird, because I don't know.
Give him the microphone.
I don't know anything about anything as far as that stuff is concerned. Yeah. Generally, and also more so there.
Meg would
know. She would. She 100% would. But like that same day where like that Thursday, like the hangover, my whole body hurts, like all that stuff. Like I was generally grumpy. But then like I was walking the dog in the morning. And it seemed like everybody else was grumpy, too. And I was like, did you have the same night? Like,
did you also drunk at Alcalatro?
Were you at that show, too? Like, there were just random people, like, yelling at each other across the street. And, like, there was a neighbor yelling at a neighbor when I left my house. And then, like, coming home, walking the dog when I got home, there was a guy who was walking down the street. I think he was on the phone or trying to talk to the lady. But I could see the lady. She was, like, a block and a half back, and he's like, you can't see me, and was doing like a little like leprechaun dance.
Well, it is almost St. Patrick's Day,
but was also angry. So he's like, oh, you can't see me, I'm waving my arms, I mean,
she could be on the wrong street, man.
Like, she was on the other side of the street a block and a half away. He's like, just walk, you'll catch me by 17. I'm like, oh, okay, sir. But, like, every interaction seemed to be that. So I was like, is something just wrong?
I think something's wrong. I also believe in this. It's not a cosmic energy thing or the stars or anything. But I do believe that people get so uptight. And then it's like the breaking of winter.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we're on the precipice of that. We've had, like, one good day, and then it gets rainy and cold. And
we've just,
like,
lost an hour today.
Yeah, we just lost an hour today of recording. I woke up.
R.I.P. that hour.
And woke up and told Casey, I was like, hey, it's 10. We should go do something.
Yeah.
I did a lot of things.
I did a lot of things. I went to IKEA. I wired this up four different ways because none of it was working, and Dan was getting mad at me.
Just getting more grumpy.
Yeah.
Reliving, like, Thursday again.
Well, I forgot. I mean, not that I forgot. I just straight up did not know that the St. Patrick's Day parade was today.
Why is it today?
I don't know. I mean, next week is a Sunday. They easily could have done
Sunday
it.
Sunday and is the actual holiday.
You know what? I think this is probably the city of Philadelphia capitalizing on a holiday two times.
They're doing their own errand, go dress.
Yeah.
And then you know that people are also going to get drunk and, like, have many shenanigans next Sunday.
Yeah, they're not gonna
They actually don't appreciate that term.
Whatever. I think it's a fun term.
That's our term. You're not allowed to use that term.
I'm very Irish. It's fine.
You're Polish.
I'm also Irish.
Barely. You're Italian and Polish.
My dad's mom's maiden name is Macrolane.
That's fair.
Macaroni.
No.
She's from Brooklyn.
No. No. But yeah, so it was really difficult for me to get around.
Sounds like you've had some turbulent times, which is what we're talking about.
I have had turbulent times.
You had a lot of turbulent times.
I also did exactly what you told me not to do, and I went really crazy at Trader Joe's. So I had really heavy bags, and, like, I brought, like, the giant IKEA bags. So this guy just stuffed those bags and then put the laundry detergent in the bottom of the bag. Oh, so I was literally,
I thought he was like, fuck you, fuck your bread.
My core was engaged. My core was engaged as I was leaving that store, because you also can't leave the store with the cart. So I just had to, like, I was carrying a lot of weight.
Okay. So let's reconvene on believing in George. And maybe,
listen, I believed you.
How much birthday cake really popcorn good did you buy?
I didn't buy any birthday cake popcorn.
Okay, what is the weirdest thing you bought?
The weirdest thing I bought?
Some sort of butternut squash bullshit.
It's good for you.
It is good.
I did buy butternut squash ravioli.
Boom!
They're really good.
That's a fall food.
I didn't get any weird things, but they do have cannoli dip now. I refrained. I didn't get the cannoli dip, but...
Because you bought cannolis to make with your nephew
also,
a couple days ago.
This Trader Joe's is huge.
That never happens.
It's very big. They have everything.
All right.
It is very big.
You do love Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's.
She's a big Trader Joe's
When we
person.
Were shopping for this house, or just shopping...
You know, maybe feels, this one, maybe funny. This one.
I was actually looking at where... the Trader Joe's was.
And it's in Center City, and we live in South Philadelphia.
Yeah, but, like, okay, no, it was great. I went to Cycle Bar, took the train there, and then I just walked to the Trader Joe's.
That's not bad.
Yeah. City's next time, you just have to come pick me up.
I don't want to do that.
Your chores are her chore.
This is a joint effort. This
marriage.
Is what happens when you get married.
You
entered into this legally. Right, legally in front of people.
Lay on the couch.
Okay, are you making something? Oh, what did you mean?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I had pizza,
no.
So I'm good.
I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's still there.
How'd you say? No, I threw it away.
It was on the table when I walked in.
Yeah, I right before I came back
okay.
up.
It was crushed in the garbage.
Yeah.
And there was a sink. Or
oh,
was
you
sink,
are
like,
snooping, aren't you?
She's a detective.
I'm throwing things out.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
Nick.
Take the dog.
Take the dog, dumbass.
Dumbass.
That was Casey Falzone, everybody. Sometimes you heard her, sometimes you didn't.
Yeah. Who knows what we just got?
But yeah, no, you wanted to talk a little bit more about the zoo, hangover.
The zoo was so much fun.
You love the zoo.
I have such a problem with it because, like, it's animals in captivity in a place where they would never be. But I like looking at them.
It's tough. It's tough to... It's like... I'm sure this is a bad opinion. But I'm also sure that the circus was a lot more fun when it wasn't just people doing backflips.
I don't... care about people doing tricks.
I don't.
It's like watching the dunk contest where people are doing amazing feats.
Yeah.
But it's not stuff I've never seen.
Because we're humans that know that if we try hard enough,
yeah.
we could do those things. Like, yeah. we can work at maybe not being that good, but we could pull off yeah. some facet of that.
I know
we
the human body is capable of that. Yeah. I could not fit a whole human's head in my mouth.
Yeah.
I can't.
Depends on the size
hole?
Of the hole.
Oh.
Premature baby.
It would take a couple bites. Yeah. Even that.
I'm so glad that you get to listen to that sound.
Oh, yeah. It would be nice to not be able to edit it out. yeah. I went to the zoo, bought a new zoo hat, got judged by a child who was running the store at the zoo.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Turbulent times.
But sure. even more turbulent times coming up. We have our first wedding food tasting coming up next week in New York.
Because New York?
It's only an hour from where we're going to be. Even though we're getting married in Pennsylvania, the place is an hour from
is
where we're going to be.
Philly? Oh, so it's catered. Like they're bringing
the Yeah, they're
going
to bring it all okay. in. Yeah.
Which is good.
And I'm mostly looking forward to just trying the weirdest stuff they have to offer because they're like, we also do like a pork chop. I'm like, okay, well, I know I like pork chop. So if this other cool thing is not good, then pork chop, yeah, whatever.
I but think like, we did like little grilled cheese shooters and stuff at our wedding. Yeah. So it was like, I like the weirder kid food.
Yeah.
Like the
make if, this adult.
Yeah. It's like fucking fancy chicken fingers. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want
100%
truffle chicken fingers or something.
Some seasoning I never would have dreamt of.
Yeah. That's the fun part. And that's like, I think our style of celebration and wedding is like, we're like, listen, the formality of all of this is hysterical to us.
Yeah.
Let's.
I
want to
do it, but
fun.
Also I want you to know I'm thinking way too much of this.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I know it's weird.
It's, I like it. I like that. Portion of it. I like the planning and sitting on this show. I don't know if it aired, but on this show we had Greg Gethard on.
Heard
and,
of him.
And Greg was like, you're the best advice I can give you for being engaged is to just like enjoy the planning portion of it, like it like try to force yourself to enjoy the annoying parts of it and enjoy the planning and you know when you have your cake tasting. Our cake tasting place was like chunks of cake, so you can try a bunch
you
of different
a
versions.
Bite of this and bite
and
of that.
It's in like a kind of to-go container, so you do it at home. Just like call in a friend to like give you the third opinion. We had Casey's sister come down, like you need to help us eat these cakes.
Oh yeah, both sets of parents are coming with us.
It's great
because like only her parents were going to come, but then they booked us for six, and instead of being like. No, we only said four. I don't know why you have us for six. Now my parents are coming.
Yeah, come through. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, see what happens. We're all going to Binghamton. Let's go.
Oof.
Yeah.
Binghamton.
Yeah, that's just another thing.
I went,
one thing after another.
I opened for a band once that were from Binghamton, and I was like, what's it like in Binghamton?
Well, we're from there.
And yeah, and that was it. So Alila Ignite, if you're still a band.
I'll look them up.
Yeah. They had a record. It was pretty good.
All right.
Anyway, any more turbulent things you want to talk about?
No, I guess there's probably more to come, but it'll come up as it comes. Was that a good sentence? No.
No. Is this a good show? Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Let's see what the people said.
All right. Let's see what the people said. Okay, let's see. Thank you for all the three people who wrote in.
Hell yeah. They came in quick, and then just while we've been recording, nothing happened.
Yeah. So I'll start from the bottom, go to the top, because the enemy's back.
But
the last month for me, which is basically what we were just talking
we're
about.
We're all in this together. We're water signs.
Yeah. Water or earth or
fire.
Wind. Your heart sign.
Heart.
With our powers combined, everything falls apart. I mean, the last month for me has been crazy. I wish they would have elaborated so I could have talked more about the last month for them, but whatever.
That's all you're giving us? That's fine.
I mean, in the last month, actually just over the last month, was a new teacher in school also. Mm-hmm. And then all the schedules changing to accommodate the new plans. And this is the third time it's happening. And my life never stops. So even the parts that should be figured out by March are brand new again.
I hate to sound like a Pier 1 import sign, but life doesn't stop and I want to get off the planet.
Yeah. Sometimes I do wish you could just like jump and then yeah. like the world just spins under you.
Whee! Like, it's going a mile a minute.
Yeah, like why am I going with it? Why am I so locked in? Like if I'm not on the earth, why do I have to go with it? Like, I'm not physically connected to you right now.
I want
to
push up real hard and then get a city block.
Like if I jump off a roof, I shouldn't land in front of the building. I should land down the block.
Just a little bit to the left.
Yeah. Like, I don't want, the wind pushed him a little. It's like, no, the earth spun beneath him.
I want to kickflip earth.
Yeah. 100%. But let's see. A breakup.
Yeah.
That'll do it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Really, any shift of a norm. Anytime something's like, oh, this is working. I like how this is going. And it's gone.
Well, some people handle that well. I think me and you specifically do not. We like our steps and our processes, and we're like, yeah, let's get into the groove in here, and we'll chug along, and we'll go along this river together, and it'll be good. And instead, it becomes like, oh, there's waterfall. Well, I guess this is when we die. Like, it's just
for me, it's like, oh, well, I guess that's when I jump in. But then I'm like, why did I do that? Like, I could have just kept walking.
I could get back in this boat.
Yeah, the boat was going fine. Why did I jump in the waterfall? You're traveling calmly to the right, waterfall to the left. You're like, all right, the boat's going to go that way. I'm getting out. let's see, getting laid off.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since that's happened to me. People keep asking me if I want to, like, do dog walking because they're amazed that I walk 3 miles a morning before I go to work.
Yeah, but why would I want to do that all day?
Yeah, but I'm also like, that's the only job I've ever been fired from. Like, I don't want to do that again.
I do this out of spite from my boss.
Yeah. Let's see. The state-sponsored executions of black people coupled with corona.
Yeah.
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 I mean, all three of those were written by the same person. So it was,
love a person with a list. It makes us feel like more people listen to the show.
Yeah, but all jumbled together plus a couple beers, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not great. And now I hear we have the devil.
Yeah, the enemy is here.
When Glenn Tickle comes back on this show, can you wear a devil costume?
I do like he sent a picture of himself smiling ear to ear this time.
See? Son of a bitch.
I'm pretty sure it's a picture of how happy the joke made him. So we shall see. It's one time, instead of giving one thing up for 40 days, I gave up 40 things for one day. Did a real turbo Lent.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to drown him in a puddle.
And I will see him tonight at the one-liner madness that he says he's going to use this joke at and go undefeated.
Oh my God! I want to go to Boo.
I want to root for whoever isn't him.
Yep,
like, that's it.
All right, let me know if it's seated, and I will come a hobbling up to Johnny Brendis tonight.
I'll send you the schedule when I get it.
Thank you so much. Well, that has been turbulent. That has been a show. This has been really fun for me.
We did it.
Like, not only is like the whole like thing, but we started the show this way, and it feels very much like
half a mile from here. We did this four years ago.
4 years ago, we did this, and like we also. Like when I was coming up in comedy and you got invited to do a friend's podcast, it was done this way. It was in someone's third bedroom with a bunch of handheld microphones down.
And every time I walked into one of those houses, I was like, how do you have any of this?
Yeah.
But now I know.
You don't
I
have
know
a the sofa. Answer. but this is fun. I can't wait to do this more.
Yeah, we have the option.
We have the option. We'll still do Zoom because it's just out of ease for everybody. You
know, getting people from further away and all that stuff.
Yeah, but
it's nice to have an option, dude.
How long was the walk here?
It was, I mean, it's literally a half mile, so, you know, 10, 15.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
We're neighbors.
I'm very happy about it.
Welcome to the neighborhood, me. That's our show. We'll see you next week with a different emotion and probably a person.
Maybe a person.
In person. Bye.
Bye.
Feelings is a Wasted Robot production. Editing done by Dan Getz. Music by George Bruderman. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FeelFeelingsPod, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/FeelFeelings. If you're ever feeling any heavy emotions and feel like there's nowhere to turn to, please don't hesitate to reach out to us or to any of the resources in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation from the Wasted Robot Network. For more information and links to other shows, please visit www.wastedrobotrecords.com/podcasts.
Lord, such a professional show!